Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Good afternoon, Professor Shoup. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. I mean, are you asking me generally or are you asking me specifically? Have I lost my sense of taste? Do I, you know, temperature, flu symptoms?
I was asking very much generally.
Okay, good. Professor Shoup, there's lots of misconceptions with regards to the increase in coronavirus cases at the moment. Help us to understand what is real, what is not real, and what we should be concerned about, and how to protect ourselves, because that's really the bottom line.
Okay, doke. Well, that's a tall order. Well, let me start.
Okay, sorry about that.
No. There are a lot of questions which come to my desk because of the third wave, which is kind of on us at the moment. So I'd like to kind of look at some of these misconceptions and try and clarify quite a bit. First of all, I get so many questions about contacts. What is a contact? And, I get a kind of sometimes a convoluted story that this one was perhaps in contact with somebody else who may have been in contact with a child who slept over with this child who's a cousin of somebody who actually tested positive. Is that a contact?
Definitely it's a contact. You should stay in your home and not go anywhere.
Okay. So, there is a WHO definition. But, a definition is something which is sort of a guideline. It's not a kind of thing which is totally cast in stone. And the definition goes like this. It said, if you're within 1.6 meters of somebody who has got COVID, for a period of 10 minutes, that would be regarded as contact. And of course, they don't specify masks, with or without masks. And the reason they don't specify masks is that masks sometimes, some people use these disposable masks as non-disposable. They kind of keep them for innumerable times. And of course, after a while, it gets flabby. It may get a bit porous and so on. And also, some people don't wear masks all that snugly. Even worse, sometimes it creeps below the nose, which really is bad.
Yeah.
So they don't specify a mask. They say within 1.6 meters for 10 minutes. Now, that's very much a guideline. Obviously, one has to kind of say a contact. If somebody is laughing, shouting, singing, sneezing, obviously that distance gets much more than 1.6 meters. If it's in a closed environment and there's very poor ventilation, it's warm, it's humid and so on, that 10 minutes can also shrink. So, one has to kind of use a little bit kind of common sense to say, look, if one has been for a reasonable amount of time with somebody that has had COVID, you'll have to regard oneself as a contact. Now, if you're a contact of somebody who has got COVID, one goes into quarantine. I must clarify what we mean by quarantine, what we mean by isolation. Quarantine is a healthy individual. Healthy individual, as a precaution, they go into isolation. In other words, where they don't come into contact with any other individual, and they go into quarantine for a period which is equivalent to the incubation period of the virus. The incubation period means from the time that you get exposed to the time that you get the illness. That's called the incubation period. And as a precaution, we say that's 10 days. And I'll come to the reason why I'm being so pedantic about it.
Okay.
Isolation means somebody that has got the illness. They also go to isolation.
So I thought they were in quarantine. I thought quarantine is if you've got coronavirus, you're going to quarantine. Isolation is if you're staying away from everybody.
No, isolation, you go into isolation, you go into isolation if you've got the virus. Look, you can use these terms interchangeably, to be quite honest. The only reason I'm separating them is that there's a difference. Isolation, somebody's got the illness, they will isolate themselves also for 10 days. It makes it easier. Both of them are 10 days. Okay? Now, the quarantine period, this is an important thing. So a lot of people kind of think that you need to be tested to come out of the quarantine period. Or maybe even worse, sometimes people that, particularly like business people or so on, where there's pressure to go back to work, they sometimes test themselves before the end of the quarantine period. Sometimes say 5 days or 6 days. And then if it's negative, they think, now they can stop the quarantine period and they go back to work. And that's definitely not so. So in fact, because of that, we actually, and it's a practice throughout the world, we recommend when you're in quarantine, you don't test unless you got symptoms. So if you don't have symptoms, you shouldn't actually test because it's misleading. Because certainly if it's less in the quarantine period and you test negative, it doesn't mean that you're not infected. You still can become infected on day 6 and day 7. That's why we have a 10-day quarantine period. Now that quarantine period is just simply to stop the infection spreading. That's why we have a quarantine period. It's not to say, look, you may get infected or not. We just want to put a kind of a stop to that, what we call the chain of transmission. Stop it spreading outwards. That's the quarantine period. So not to test is misleading.
Okay, so I've got a question, Professor Shoup. Right, so somebody's carrying the virus. You know, one thing that has struck me about coronavirus is, unlike Ebola, if somebody's got Ebola, you have symptoms and then you test positive, right?
Right.
Here, you can be carrying the virus, spreading it to all and sundry, and you don't even know. So when you're talking and that little mask goes under your nose and you think, oh, well, I'm wearing a mask, who cares? It's, you know, stop telling me to put it over my nose and wear my mask properly. Who are you? That person could be carrying the virus, but they might only be diagnosed 5 days' time.
Yeah.
Right?
There are two ways in which you can be asymptomatically carrying the virus. Asymptomatic means you've got no symptoms, you're feeling absolutely fine. And that is up to about 3 days before symptoms, and we call that pre-symptomatic, or people that just never get symptoms, and we call that asymptomatic. So in both those cases, you can be infected, you can be carrying the virus, and you can be spreading the virus, even if you don't have symptoms, either before symptoms or if you never have symptoms.
Professor Shoup, I've got so many more questions for you, but unfortunately we have to go to news headlines. And I just want to say thank you so much.
Which is more important?
That's Professor Barry Shoup. He is Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University and former Executive Director of the NICD.